Welcome back to Judge Torp. You know who it is. It's Adam. It's Matt. And spooky girls walk like this, like this. Spooky girls walk like this. October is fast approaching, and it's all about spooky season. But it's also the time of the month where we focus our attention on breast cancer awareness. Friends of the podcast, A Glimmer for Hope, have been fighting against breast cancer since 1994 when Diana Knapper started the organization to honor her best friend, Carol Jo Weiss Friedman, who lost her battle to cancer in 1990. This 501c3 nonprofit maintains a grassroots effort to continue the fight with 50 volunteers committed to research, programming, and studies in premenopausal breast cancer. You can check out what A Glimmer for Hope does by heading over to their website, symbolofthecure.com, but just make sure that you tell them that the boys sent you. Well. Welcome back to the Judgetorium, Adam.
What's up, man?
I didn't come alone.
Yeah, you brought a friend with you today.
I brought a friend. I brought legacy guest of the podcast here, Mike from fifth season. Mike,
how's it going?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. I'm both of your friends, by the way. I don't pick. I evenly distribute my friendship.
That's bullshit.
I don't know. Matt seems to like you. He's singing and shit.
Well, yeah, I'm really happy because we get to have Mike on, not for an episode about fifth season, which will be coming soon because lots of changes have shown up. And we didn't tell you this, but you get to be the heartbreak kid to our feud. You get to be the special guest referee.
Here today.
For the Marzen German-style beer versus pumpkin-style beer showdown
2023.
So this is important because this time we've chosen teams. I am, of course, the queen of Halloween, and Adam is German.
Like a quarter, yeah.
Yeah.
Quarter German.
Counts.
Yeah, I hate, counts. How about I just also hate pumpkin?
Yeah, and that's the other part of it too. Yeah. But before we get into any of that, of course, Mike, we have to catch up with you here. So
absolutely.
You are a co-brewer for fifth season.
Yes.
So if you want to tell everybody here who hasn't heard about you, where can they find you on social media?
So you could find Katrina and I with our Instagram. That's fifth, 5th. So fifth season brewing. That's the number 5. And that's on Instagram and Facebook.
Wonderful. Yeah. And not to be confused with the other fifth something or other that pops up. If you type out fifth, like,
yes, there's something that pops up. I don't know what it is. No, you got to put in the number 5. So make sure you're putting in 5. 5th.
5th.
Fifth season brewing on Instagram and Facebook.
If you screw up, we'll find you. So you have been a busy bee during the beer fest season.
Absolutely.
As well. We ran into each other at the North Hills Homebrew Fest where we had a silly goose time, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. But you have also been dominating the scene yourself. I'm in the presence of two amazingly skilled brewers, so I gotta know, and people want to know, what are some of the awards you took home? What beers did you brew up for those?
So I guess going back recently in July, we brewed up a Japanese rice lager with Szechuan peppercorns, and that ended up taking first place at the New Jersey State Homebrew Fair, so our neighboring state. That's actually my home state. And that same batch of beer, we entered into Bolero Snorts homebrew competition. So that's a very big brewery in New Jersey out in Karlstadt. They're right by MetLife Stadium, and they run a competition every year. And it also took first place best in show there. So the prize for that is we will be brewing up 30 barrels of that beer to be in on the tap room and distributed throughout New Jersey. It may make it out to PA. I'm not 100% sure. I got to check on that. And so that's what ended up winning those. So, and then after that, I guess where'd we go? Where'd we see you guys? Out at North Hills.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. At North Hills, we brought that stout, Jolly Roger. It was basically a rum barrel stout. With some coconut and sugarcane in there that ended up winning the stout category.
Nice.
So we've been doing pretty well. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you just brought from, was it Ambridge?
Ambridge. That's right. Oh, that's right.
I'm here to run this podcast.
You know more about what I'm doing than I remember doing. Over in Ambridge. That's right. Our barrel-aged stout took first place first place, I guess it was People's Choice, and second place Judge's Choice. So things have been pretty good for us. It's been quite the ride. It's been awesome. We hit quite a stride here in 2023. So
yeah, you guys are absolutely killing it. And that was one of the things, too. I wanted to find a stout whenever I was out at North Hills Homebrew Fest, and you guys definitely fit that need. And I actually still have a bottle that Katrina was so nice to come over and randomly throw to me before everything was over. So I do have one bottle that I am waiting for the right fireside chat occasion to have.
Nice.
Good job not road sitting in that.
Oh, dude, no way. I ran home with that thing and put it right on ice. I was like, I need to cherish this bad boy.
Nice. Well, there's plenty more stouts where that came from.
So. Oh, wonderful. So with all that going on, and it sounds like you're trying a pretty wide array of different kinds of beers. Are there any beers coming up for you right now that you find uniquely challenging, or are you trying to go back to some recipes that you're familiar with? Like, what's next for Fifth Season?
So I guess this year we kind of made a little plan to kind of really focus on, well, in addition to competitions, but mainly lagers and stouts, which is what we've been bringing to a lot of the festivals. Last year we kind of focused on our sours. So, and I think we've been doing a really good job of that because obviously the medals have shown and the results have shown. So going forward to close out this year, still going to crank out those lagers, still going to crank out those stouts. I'm going to try Doppelbock a little later on in this year. And then coming to Brewing for a Cause is going to be a peanut butter cup imperial stout. So that's, speaking of challenging, yeah, dealing with that, cut up some peanut butter cups and the beer fermented on top of those peanut butter cups. So
I feel like you're trying to catch me like Looney Tunes style, like putting the box with the carrot and like, I'm going to get that rabbit.
Oh, there's going to be some wacky stuff to bring for a cause. That's for sure.
It's going to be great.
I hear some crazy adjuncts getting thrown around.
Oh yeah, dude. And that's the time to do it. I mean, you're in the throngs of fall season. So it's like people are just going crazy.
It's Halloween Saturday, man.
Yeah, yep. Dude.
Ooh, so and, good. And really it's our only homebrew festival that's not in the summer season. So it allows us to like really get outside that comfort zone and do something for the seasons.
Yeah. Speaking of getting outside of the summer seasons and we're getting into fall, before we move into our challenge here, I like to ask our guests around this time here at Spooky Season, do you have any favorite horror movies or fall traditions or anything that you like to do when the leaves change colors and the basic white girls start putting on large brimmed hats?
Oh, well, get me that pumpkin spice latte. Put me on a hayride, clear some space, and bring home some pumpkins because I'm a basic bitch.
Oh, thank God there's another one here.
Absolutely.
See, listen, he's not. Look at him shaking his head over there.
There's another one in the room.
You don't appreciate it as much as I
do. I don't care if it's 90 degrees. I'm still wearing my flannel.
I know, right? Flannel is so comfortable. Why don't you get on board?
I did wear flannel today.
Yeah, so. That's right, you did. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, you motherfucker. I'm going to get you a large brim hat and I'm going to make you wear it.
There's no way I'm wearing it.
I'm making you wear
no
one.
No chance.
Yeah.
Maybe as a punishment. You better beat me at something.
I will.
Dust off those
up. Buddy. So to continue that, do you have a favorite horror movie? I know you're kind of a horror movie
favorite
fan.
Horror movie, yes. I would probably have to go with the Rob Zombie Halloween.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I mean, you could, like, the kills are so good in that movie.
Yeah. You could,
like, feel the knife go into the back.
The most violent, like, most fuck-filled.
Yeah.
And not fuck the action. Fuck. Not fuck the verb. Fuck the language.
Yeah, the language.
Just the word fuck is all over that.
So much. But the one that, like, you were saying there, too, it's very visceral. You can almost, like, feel when the knife is good. They were doing a great job with the sound effects, but you can almost hear like the thud of the hand coming through on the knife and just bang. Like, that was good, man. I like that one. That's a good one. You like that one too. That's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
You're a Rob Zombie
apologist.
Michael Myers,
my boy. First round draft pick.
Nice. I feel like it sets the mood, right? Halloween sets the setting.
Yeah.
It does too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, perfect. And it does set the scene. It sets the scene for us right now, because we're moving into the seasonal slamma, the fall brawl for it all, the beer bash with Evil Dead and Ash. We are going into the Great Pumpkin versus German Showdown. So, of course, like I said, last year, true slobber knocker. We had six beers. There were absolute knockouts. Each one brought their own unique approach to try to achieve supremacy in the judgetorium. This year, like I said, is different because Adam is Team Germany and I'm Team Pumpkin. And, of course, we have Mike as our heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels, special guest referee, who looks as svelte as
thank you.
Mr.
Prime thank you for noticing.
Prime Shawn Michaels.
Prime Shawn Michaels sitting across from me.
He just needs a dangly earring.
He has one. I can see it right there. So before we go into the new year of competitors, let's check out last year's competitors. We had Two Roads Oktoberfest from Stratford, Connecticut. It was a Marzen Dancing Gnomes Fest beer. was the German lager, and Full Pint Steinmeister, which I believe ended up winning the whole thing, didn't they?
I believe so, yeah.
And then for Team Pumpkin, we had Inner Groove's Hollowed Ground, Evergreen's Curious Gourd, and Trogue's Master of Pumpkins. So we had a pretty solid lineup
here.
And
I believe Hollowed Ground took second.
They did.
I think that was best pumpkin.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best pumpkin beers I've had in a really long time. But that did not stop me from going out and finding some new pumpkin stuff for us to try because, like I said before, I like to indulge myself in pumpkin. So how we're going to run this down is we're going to go over pumpkin beers first, and we'll rank to get the best one. What's wrong? You're laughing so much.
You saying indulge yourself in pumpkin like that just made me think of you like in the bathtub rubbing yourself down with pumpkin puree.
Oh,
and now I can't get that spice. Image out of my head.
You know, if you use the pumpkin puree as like a lube, you can like slowly go down on the stem.
All the blood is draining from my head.
I can see that. I'm working on winning with psyching them out like basketball style.
Nakey pumpkin boy.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do here is I found four heavy hitters from the pumpkin world, and we're all going to try them out, and we're going to see which one reigns supreme. But as we're doing that, of course, we got some general talk around, baby. We got some stuff happening in combat sports. And from Buckle to Bellator and back, the boys bring you the best wrestling news in the biz. So, Adam, if you could please, if you could reach in there and find, yes, this is gently wrapping. This is coming from Illusion Brewing. It is an 8% pumpkin ale, and it is, as described by Illusion, balanced amber-colored malt-forward body. Pumpkin and spices add that perfect warmth for a fall libation and is best shared with whomever is rapping at your chamber door. So this thing, it's a crowler. So, but my friends at Illusion have informed me that we will continue to have very carbonated beer here. So, Adam, I'm going to hand it off to you if you want to go ahead and pour yourself your first sip there. Well, I tell everybody, if you want to find Illusion Brewing, it's Allusion. On all social media, and that's Illusion Brewing, and they're out of Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. This bad boy is clocking in at 399 on Untappd, and it is an 8% pumpkin ale. As Adam's pouring it, the color looks fantastic. The nice little hue of orange.
Giving us a good pour of this 8%.
Yeah, it's also too, don't forget, we have to try to drink all of these.
And some of them twice if they move on to the next round. So how we're formatting it this year is Matt picked four pumpkins. I picked four German beers that I will reveal later. And we're pitting. Are we just doing all four pumpkins and just picking our favorite? Or are we going two against two?
Let's go all four pumpkins. We'll pick our favorite one.
Okay.
And then we'll take that bad boy and we'll move it on over to take on the best of the Marzins.
Okay.
And then we'll see what we got. Then we'll go in there and we'll say, hey, who was your favorite?
Deal.
So on and so forth.
So Matt just scooped me.
Yeah.
It's all Marzins for me this year.
Gotcha.
I mixed up the German styles last year. All Marzins this year.
So, Mike, you took your first sip over there. What are you getting out of this thing, man?
I am getting definitely cinnamon forward on this one. There's some pumpkin in the background, but it's there. But definitely cinnamon forward. It's nice, clean finish.
For sure.
Still well carbonated in that crowler.
Yeah, that's baby. Good. And I got that on solid beer. Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Well, that held up really nice.
Yeah, man. They have a really good sealer over there. Adam, you took your first sip. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm going with Mike. I get a lot of cinnamon. I also get pumpkin, maybe a little vanilla in there. Mm. And it's finishing with something. I can't quite put my finger on it. Just like a little bit of warmth. Like I don't know if that's nutmeg, maybe a little allspice or something hit me right at the end. Very good for 8%, not hot. You know, little boozy time. A little bit of brown sugar also right there as it rests. Very nice, though. Solid pumpkin beer. From a non-pumpkin fan, I
absolutely. And that's what I was going to say. I feel like even though it is a pumpkin beer, it's not coming so aggressively off the aroma and the flavor profile that's going to make you feel like you're just drinking liquid pumpkin pie, which is really good. Mm-hmm. Get a lot of the brown sugar. Get a lot of the cinnamon. And the finish is nice and even. It doesn't feel like it's too aggressive. It tastes pretty good, man. I like this one. This was a good get from Illusion.
And a local boy.
Yeah, a local boy. And then while we're sipping on that, too, The Rock came back to SmackDown.
Sure did.
Yeah. This could spell the end for some storylines that we were looking at I know, Mike, are you a big Rock fan?
You know what? I like his movies.
Not his wrestling matches?
Yeah, I'm not big into the combat sports and wrestling. Well, I'm not the WWE. You know?
Okay.
I like me some MMA fighting, so okay. UFC, things like that. But I pretty much most of the wrestling I intake is here in the Jojatorium when Adam invites me over to drink beer.
Yeah.
So. Wonderful.
And that's usually AEW.
There you go.
Well, to put it out there for you, Cody Rhodes, who jumped ship from AEW, went over to WWE because he was supposed to finish the story and get the Universal title off of Roman Reigns, and he lost at WrestleMania, and then he got relegated to fighting Dominic Mysterio. Well, everyone thought that he was working his way back towards such a match, and then The Rock comes out and is set for on a collision course with Roman Reigns for the next WrestleMania.
Possibly.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen, and I think that spells the end for Cody Rhodes.
I'm finishing his story a different way, though. I think The Rock coming back will be the night one WrestleMania challenger for Cody Rhodes, and he has to get through The Rock to challenge Roman night two.
And you think The Rock's going to let Cody go over?
Yeah, I mean, the writer's strike will be over by then. Right? He'll be back to Hollywood, right?
Yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back.
But, I mean, huge possibilities for Pennsylvania's first WrestleMania, I think. It's going to be in Philly this year.
Over in Philadelphia, yeah.
Look at us being a big deal.
Yeah, I know. Finally coming out there and doing some big things.
Our home state, Mike's home territory pretty much, being from New Jersey. Yeah, Philly, we kind of give Philly to New Jersey every once in a while, depending on how they're acting.
Yeah.
No, we try not to take it.
It's like, listen, you guys threw fucking batteries at Santa Claus.
Stop throwing batteries at Santa.
Go to New Jersey for a minute. Then you guys straighten them out. And you give them back to us. They make cheesesteaks for a couple years, and then they start acting up again. And we got to fucking take care of them. So we have gotten through the first pumpkin beer here. We are moving on to my next selection. I went to my little distributor, and this is coming from a place called Funk Brewing. And this is their pumpkin ale. It's 7.2% little pumpkin ale. And it is, as described by their website, smooth, creamy, rich, and slightly sweet. So if you want to go ahead and start pouring that one out while I tell everybody, if you want to know what's going on with Funk Brewing, they are Funk Brewing on all social media, F-U-N-K, and that's Facebook, Instagram, X, and I tried to tag them on Threads, and they're not on Threads, which I'm not surprised, because who the hell's on Threads aside from us?
Yeah, Funk Brewing has made some stuff I really like out of Emmaus, Pennsylvania. So,
yeah. It's a good little...
I don't think I've ever had their pumpkin, though, so this will be interesting.
So apparently this is one of their top sellers from their tap room, because they seem to, like, they covet this thing. I got the last 4-pack whenever I went to go grab it from the local distributor. I mean, the color comes out...
Yeah, we'd call this, like, another amber ale, much like the Elite.
Yeah, very much so. So we're seeing some first sips here. What we got? What are you guys thinking?
Definitely doesn't have as much spice in the aroma as the Illusion version.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, a little sweeter.
More malty.
Yeah. There's like a malty sweetness, but also like a pie, like a dessert sweetness.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's like straight sugar, but
yeah,
a little bit more than just malt.
It's got a lot of body in the background on the finish.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a little more, if I can use the word, robust. On the back, back end, I think, where Illusion finished a little thinner.
Illusion was robust with spice.
Yeah.
This is more body.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
I mean, also a big beer at 7.2, so body's expected.
That's the hard part, though, too, about pumpkins. I tried to find ones that weren't going to body us, and it's hard, man.
The problem is once you're throwing, like, those sugars in, I mean, I think everybody throws, like, a little brown sugar in with theirs, too. You just get naturally higher ABV.
Absolutely, and you can't burn it all off.
But, I mean, excellently smooth, though. I would never guess this is a 7.2.
That was an Illusion, too. It was an 8%, and it didn't really come off like an 8%, which is really nice. Yeah, no, I like this a lot.
Two beauties. Not as good as any German beers I've ever had, but...
Yeah, we'll see about that. but, you know, what could be happening right now, Adam, we could be in the midst of releasing all of our talent instead of bringing talent on, like Mike from Fifth Season, like the WWE, because the mustachioed villain from a 1940 silent movie is out there signing new endorsement deals with Endeavor and forming TKO and then deciding, hey, guess what? All of you people need to go find new jobs.
Not only that, but he signed a new TV rights deal today, which will bring SmackDown back to the USA Network in 2024, I believe.
Yeah, buddy.
And will take Raw and NXT to a new buyer. They are rumored to be leaving the USA Network and either going to a streaming platform. They said they've gotten some very interesting and unexpected bidders. So, I mean, they're going to take the money.
HBO Max is waiting in the wings.
So, only the second time ever in the history of the company, I think Raw will be off USA Network.
It's been a long time.
It was on, TNN for a while?
Yeah.
Or TNT? TNN.
Yeah. Before it became TBS or whatever the hell it turned into.
I don't know what that one turned into.
Yeah, because I remember because TNN went under and it became...
something else.
Yeah.
But I think TBS and TNT were always Turners.
They're always...
It never went to Turner.
Oh, yeah, because WCW was on there. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, dude, who knows? I mean, and that's huge, too, because HBO Max was trying to sign AEW a couple of years ago when they first came out to get their whole catalog, and then when the acquisition came up for Ring of Honor through Tony Khan, HBO Max ramped up because they wanted to get that, too.
Well, you got to think whatever the offers are, they got to be huge for them to pull SmackDown off of Fox, off of network TV on a Friday night. Sadly, I hear it's expected that it'll still be on Friday night on USA, which I hate, because... Yeah. I don't watch wrestling on Fridays.
No, but. I DVR it and watch the highlights. Well, yeah. Mike, I know you don't watch wrestling.
I don't.
You don't?
Not really, no.
Yeah. But when you were a kid, though.
I do remember watching a Royal Rumble at one point, probably like 1992.
The best one.
Yeah, I believe that might have been the best one. Yeah,
that's heralded as the best
one. Is that the one with Flair where it wins the title?
Yeah, man.
That's the best one.
That's the best one.
Well, except for the greatest Royal Rumble ever in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Where Braun Strowman won a big green belt that we've never seen since.
It went the way of the 24/7 belt, except no one almost chucked it into the trash can. So we just drank two pumpkin beers. I think it's only tradition here to take those two, face them off against each other. Which one is going over? Are we going to take Funk Brewing over Illusion or the other way around?
Go ahead, Mike.
I'll kick it off. They're both very good. They're both very well done for being especially high ABV as they are. I think I'm going to go with the Illusion on this one. Just because for a pumpkin beer, it has the spice and it has the drier finish that I kind of look for when I'm looking for a pumpkin beer.
Okay.
So I think that those blended together. I felt like the Funk Brewing pumpkin is kind of not sure where it wants to be. It has some spice, it has a little bit of that body, and it's kind of stuck in the middle of a couple different places of where it wants to be. Because I can tell you, the last few years, I've actually been a little disappointed in a lot of the pumpkin beers that have been out there, because I think there's been a trend over the last, and I think that's stopping now, but over the last few years, there's been a trend towards craft beers as getting sweeter.
Yes.
And I think since lagers have picked up, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
They tend that now everything is starting to get a little more drier, and I'm enjoying that. And obviously tonight it's showing.
Good. So. Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah, Adam, who are you taking?
I'm gonna make you be the bad guy, Captain, because I'm taking the Funk Brewing pumpkin ale. I maybe am a little bit of a basic bitch because I kind of like the sweeter, fuller bodied taste of that one.
Yeah.
I'm also not a big spice. I love spice,
yeah,
but I don't like pumpkin spice necessarily. So,
right.
Funk a little less spicy, a little more desserty, probably a little more adjuncted with something not related to beer. It finished cleaner for me. I liked how it finished better too.
Damn you, dude.
But they are both excellent beers. Yeah. But yeah, I am leaning slightly to Funk.
I'll say there's also a disclaimer that we should have put at the very beginning of this. We chose these beers because we like these beers, and because we don't use your beer to go forward does not mean it sucks.
I mean, you can say that for you. I have some on my team that I've never had before, so we're all going to be discovering something.
Okay. Well, I will say on Team Pumpkin, we are very welcoming. These are all wonderful beers.
You're a nice coach. I am evil.
Yeah, I tell my kids, you go out there and you have the best time you can have, and you're over there if you don't win.
If you don't win, you better at least hurt somebody.
Head hunt or don't come home. So I'm actually going to go with Illusion Brewing as well. I feel like it is a more well-rounded pumpkin beer because I feel like I can have it during the day. I can have it at the campfire. It's not so aggressive at the end where I'm not saying that the Funk Brewing is, but it has more of that robust like spice throughout, where I can probably feel like my palate's going to dry out a little bit as I'm having a couple throughout. And I feel like if I could probably drink this Crowler of Illusion and be okay. So I'm going to...
Oh, yeah? At 8.6, you'll be okay?
I'm going to be fine. So for right now, we're going to move Illusion onward.
All right. So the local hero moves on.
Yes. So, Adam, if you could be so kind, please, to bust out one of my next selections here.
We'll go with the other big boy.
Oh, you're going to go with my bomber bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to go ahead and crack that while I talk about it.
I'm excited about this already.
So this is my giant. I brought this bad boy with me because I wanted to make sure that if Adam brought a heavy hitter, that I also brought a heavy hitter. So this is from Epic Brewing. This is their Imperial Pumpkin Porter. It's clocking in at 7.9%. And according to their website, it has aromas of spices giving way to chocolate and roasted malt flavors of fresh pumpkin or fresh cut pumpkin.
I don't care how much you guys want. I'm taking a full pour.
And there's some chocolate that is complemented by hints of clove, fresh Madagascar vanilla beans, nutmeg, and allspice. So this bad boy is, like I said, he's my heavy hitter. And of course, if you don't know who Epic Brewing is, you've been living under a rock. They are one of the predominant, like, bigger style independent brewers on the scene right now. I used to go grab their Bad Baptiste. I like that a lot. But if you want to find them on social media, it's Epic Brewing on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
First out-of-state beer.
Yeah, so it is out-of-state. But they do bring some pretty cool stuff around. And one of the distributors I go to likes to grab the big bomber bottles that are they're really delicious. So we see some first sips. Adam, I see a nod of approval. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, just fuck everybody else. I'm not a huge pumpkin fan, but when I like pumpkin, I like it in a dark beer. So the porter style gives me instant happiness. It is a little bit sweeter than I expected. I was hoping for a little bit more roast. I'm going to keep drinking it then, maybe get that. But yeah, a nice bouquet of spices there.
Yeah,
I get the chocolate, a little bit of roast, a little bit of booziness, which I don't mind with a dark beer.
Yeah. Kind of accompanies it very nicely. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm liking that. I like that you gave yourself like a full pour too.
Well, I'm not driving, and it's a porter. I was waiting for a dark beer.
Well, that's why I know that's like your enticement. I was like, if I bring a porter to this thing, you can't say no.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Mike.
Well, one, I want to thank you for bringing a dark pumpkin beer.
You're welcome.
Love the spectrum of beers is impressive. Very good. I mean, I'm getting this nice caramel note right in the middle that kind of blends with the spices. Mm-hmm. That just helps kind of bring everything along across your palate. It's very well done. It's very clean on the back end. What's the ABV on this?
This is clocking at 7.9%, which is actually under Illusions.
Yep.
But it drinks heavier, which is kind of cool because that Illusion had the thing where like you don't feel like you're drinking an 8%er. This one doesn't taste like you're drinking a 7.9%er. It tastes like you're drinking something clucking around like 11 because it has that hint of booziness to it.
Yep.
I mean, that's you achieve that with darker beers usually because the way you're brewing it. I won't get too technical. The way brewing it gives it a fuller body.
Yeah.
So basically, you're mashing the grain at a higher temp, gives you a fuller body, gives you a thicker mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Than you would with an amber. I mean, I feel like both of those ambers probably higher than normal too, but
yeah.
I'm not gonna doubt that Epic doesn't know how to make a good porter on its own. So
yeah,
to throw pumpkin at that,
it's no brainer, man.
You get this expected beauty.
Yeah. So they actually have two variants of this too, and I grabbed this one because it was actually what they consider to be the tamer of the two. The other one is their Imperial Chocolate Pumpkin Cold Brew Porter. So it would have more like heavier coffee notes. Yeah.
That's probably why this one's maybe lacking some of the roast I expect, because then they also have that over-roasted one.
Yeah. They wanted to have
you wanted to,
the decision. Yeah.
You had to have some
variance.
Variance between them.
And I think, too, what I like about to like about this beer that I brought, you're all very welcome, because I'm really good at picking beers. You're fucking welcome.
Yeah, wait till the next round.
I do love German beers, too. But not as much as I love a pumpkin porter, because you do have the ability here to play with some elevated bitterness that goes along to balance out some of the spices and some of the sweetness that come along with pumpkin beer that you normally would see. Because pumpkin beers can go into some goof-ass shit. I think we can agree with that. We've seen some ones that come out and they're so sweet. And I don't care what anyone says. Blockhouse, they come out and they're like, Blockhouse pumpkin ale is like one of the best. I think it's too sweet. When they come out, it's almost too sugary. This one here, where you think you're going to have a lot of sweetness, really plays back and says, no way, here's some malt, here's some bitterness, and we're going to give you just enough spice, and you get that nice curve of pumpkin flavor throughout the whole thing. It just plays very nicely, and I've really enjoyed this one.
I definitely agree with that. There's multiple layers to this beer that is very nice. You get that roastiness up front, then you hit those like caramel, a little bit of sweetness in the middle, and then it kind of finishes with that dry, but then you get the hops too from that porter that kind of round everything out. So this is like the perfect type of beer that keeps bringing you back for more. And I want to drink this by the fire.
Awesome. And that was the goal.
Yeah, good fire beer.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you follow Epic Brewing on all social media. Like I said, Facebook, Instagram, and X.
You love it.
I do.
I hate the Twitter changed its name. Not that I love Twitter anyway, but the way you say X, you just love it.
I realized, too, that I was
plus, it gave us the new X Division Showdown segment, which is nice.
Pretty sick. Yeah. So we have to then move on to its counterpoint. So, Adam, you gave yourself a full pour here, so I'm about to see Adam full pour bash line.
Oh, I thought you were going to Q&A me something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could, if you'd like.
Go ahead.
So, Eddie Kingston just brings home a surprise title change at Grand Slam over at AEW. It was a title-for-title match where we saw Eddie Kingston, the Mad King, taking on Claudio Castagnoli. And it was title for title. So the ROH World Heavyweight Championship going against the IWGP Strong title. And a very well-contested match where we see Eddie Kingston go over by using the strong style that he's known for, contending with Claudio Castagnoli's superior strength. The Swiss Superman came in showing out. He had two Ricola bombs that Eddie kicked out of. So, Adam, I know Eddie Kingston's your guy. So, what are you thinking about all this?
I'm pumped. The best decision Tony Khan's made all year.
Agreed.
And congrats to the Mad King.
Absolutely.
It was a great night of fights overall, because we probably won't touch on anything else. So, night full of great fights, and then Chris Jericho also had a match.
Sammy Guevara.
And then just ripped exactly what he did with Shawn Michaels, like, 13 years ago.
Yeah, and it gave everyone an opportunity to be like, hey, look at this shot for shot we have between.
That's my only comment. And the end of the MJF Samojo match was stupid as shit.
It was so dumb. Fucking Rick Knox, what are you doing?
No, that was the John Moxley match.
Oh, yeah.
That was
also
bad, but that was at least due to injury. That was just the ref being stupid.
Oh, you mean John Moxley being completely concussed and no one catching that until way too late?
Yeah, when I immediately said, I texted you at the beginning of the match, I was like, he's fucking concussed.
He's done, dude. So, Adam, I brought another beer here from a company called Rusty Rail. Most people know about these guys. And this is actually going to contend with your one of your beers, which is why I was going to bring it and kind of bring it to your purview here, because this is something you can definitely comment on, because you have a beer called Shat Faced, which is a pumpkin roll beer. And this is the pumpkin swirl beer that Rusty Rail brings to, I guess, battle, if you want to say. This is a 6%. This is my calmest beer I brought here. And according to their website, it says, our tribute to the ever-popular pumpkin roll dessert in beer form. Made with real pumpkin puree, lactose, vanilla, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, cloves. This beer has a balanced sweetness and pleasant spice character. Sound effects and money shot.
A little bit.
It got you.
Got me. It got my mic. It got a little bit.
I love it. So I love that in the area that I'm in, I get to grab some of these beers. They're all over the place, and it gives me an opportunity to kind of expand, you know, what's in my fridge. The one thing I do like about this beer is that it pours in a nice amber color off the rip. And, of course, I should say, too, if you want to find Rusty Rail, it's Rusty Rail Brewing on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. I try to tag them in threads. And guess what? They don't have threads because only we have threads. It's me and all my friends who do podcasts. We have Threads. Nobody else does. So there's a bunch of podcasters just shouting off into the ethers of Threads at each other, like, your podcast is good. Your podcast is good.
Just the most masturbatory thing you can
do. It's
ever
all do. It is.
God, that epic's hit me already. Yeah.
Dude, fucking shout out to all the people that like and share my shit on Threads, because it's all my friends from podcasting.
I am on there. I don't think I post there unless Instagram automatically posts there for me.
Yeah, it's a shitty Twitter.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with it. Shitter.
Let's rename it.
Shitter.
There's X and there's shitter.
Threads. Shitter. Well, now that I sign off for this podcast, it's going to be at KWPB on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, and shitter. Some things in first sips here. What do we got?
I would describe this right off the bat as a pumpkin spice potpourri.
Yeah. I kind of agree with Mike. It's nice. It's well done. I think what's turning it potpourri-ish for me is like a lot of ginger and a lot of clove, maybe. Kind of surprised, because when I saw lactose, I was like, ooh, this thing's going to be sweet.
Yeah, no.
Not overly sweet.
I'm getting more body from the lactose. Yeah, I think that's adding some body on the back end.
And just like very herbal, very floral, which I totally think is probably the clove.
Yeah, I'd say it probably play with all the spices you see in there too. The clove zips are going to give you that floral note. No, I don't want to say that. Going against a heavy hitter like Epic, this one feels a little muted. I mean, of course we're going against a porter here, but
I don't think it's muted. I just think it's severely different.
Yeah,
very different. I mean, I think the spices are there. I mean, compared to the Epic, it's probably a little bit more pumpkin spiced.
Yeah, and probably a little bit more like actual pumpkin flavor coming through.
Right.
When you actually think about what a pumpkin tastes like.
Also, too, exactly. Like, because I think people get confused because there's a lot of yam that goes into a pumpkin beer instead of actually fresh cut pumpkin shell. And I like it. I'll say this.
I like the can art.
As I sit, the can art's fucking
check out our Instagram for the can art.
Boom. Yeah. At the KWTB. On shitter. So, I mean, I like it. I think it has a good spice profile. And now as I'm letting it kind of sit on my tongue a little bit too, it's developing. It's allowing me to have.
It also might have just been palate shock after that porter. Because, now that I'm taking like my third, fourth sip, it's not as floral.
Yeah.
But I think it's also the only one. It's definitely the only one we've had that acknowledges that there's clove in it.
That's true.
And ginger, I think. Like, nobody else would add that.
And ginger is a huge spice to work with because it's temperamental.
And just personally, I'm like super sensitive to clove. So like when I taste clove, it like overpowers a lot. But this one's actually like numbing my tongue.
You mean you weren't goth and smoked clove cigarettes like everybody else?
I won, and I was like, this is
too much for me.
Yeah. Mike, I just like that they were
a clove cigarette.
No,
I just like I like that they were. No. I just like that they were black because I like everything black.
Yeah, as I was saying, is like, I'm going to listen to The Cure and smoke club cigarettes.
But now that you said it was goth kids, that totally makes sense now. Yeah, you just brought all total light onto my my high school days.
Yeah. I'll say this. Our college days were very, we were very all in black metal hardcore kids.
Was anybody else getting that? Like, my tongue is almost like
fuzzy
it's with spice. It's like coated in pumpkin spice.
Can I say what my tongue feels like? And it feels like TV static.
Yes. Like the Pop Rocks sensation, like pins and needles a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it almost. Which is kind
of
cool.
It's got to be some ginger, a little of that.
It's got to be the spicy some ginger.
Cuz like it's the same thing you're eating like sushi and you take some of the fresh ginger and it really attacks your palate. So, all right guys, well we have to decide between Rusty Rail and Epic because that winner is going against Illusion to see who moves on to take on Adam's formidable team of German beers.
Oh, then I should put up for the one I don't like.
Yes.
But so, I have to be honest.
You have to be honest. Yes.
There's integrity here, okay?
Which is why we have Mike here, because he's going to hold you accountable.
Yeah,
that's true. And I'm very unbiased in this situation.
Which is wonderful.
Like, on one end, I'm a former history teacher, so something about like Oktoberfest beers, right? Marzen's, right? The history behind them, amazing. Right? Love that. But then I'm also a basic bitch, and I love me some pumpkin spice. So, like, I'm very torn between the two.
Absolutely.
So I'm a very good mediator here.
Okay. Adam, you have to choose.
Yeah. Hands down, the Epic.
Okay.
It's a little biased because it's a porter, and I like pumpkin porters, and I like dark beers. But yeah, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
I hate to go against PA and Rusty Rail, good showing.
Absolutely.
The spiciest, at least the best lingering spice.
Yeah.
Between that and Illusion, the two spiciest on the dais for sure. Love Funk and Epic. Epic's moving on between these two, though.
Okay.
Mike? I'm going to have to go with the same.
Yeah.
Epic. Yep. It's just a good beer. Yeah. You know, the Rusty Rail version, very good. I can drink it. I can appreciate it for a pumpkin beer, but that Epic Porter is nice. There's too many layers of flavor for it not to
The underdog just couldn't overcome the big national brand on this one.
It's a tough one, and I'm also going to go for the clean sweep and say Epic because that Porter is banging. Plus, we need to bring a real formidable force to go against Illusion because we have to decide between Epic and Illusion here, and I think we have a showdown of different styles that can really shine. So,
does anybody need a re-pour of each? I am bartending.
Let's go to a break.
Okay.
And get re-pours and then come back and we'll pick who we're going to move forward with. I think that's only fair.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Let's do it.
Yep.
Welcome back. Adam the bartender, straight out of a cocktail, gave us our side-by-sides. And we are here to make the final decision on Team Pumpkin here. It's Epic versus Illusion. And Adam, I'm going to let you go first here, man.
I drank three more bomber bottles of the Epic. And I'm picking... I'm picking the Epic. I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite and pick Illusion now because I already put Funk over it. And I truly think Epic's the best one you brought today.
Okay. All right. Mike?
I'm going to go with Illusion.
Ooh.
To make this quite interesting.
Yes.
I like it. I think it fits the style. When I think of pumpkin beer, I think the Illusion fits what I want as a pumpkin beer. So when I'm thinking, oh, man, I just got back from the pumpkin patch. I had my pumpkin spice latte this morning. Now it's time to crack a beer.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. I'm going to kick off my Uggs.
Taylor
Swift. And I'm going to crack an Illusion, okay, and carve my pumpkin.
Yeah.
And so I'm going with Illusion.
And I'm glad you said that because I'm also going with Illusion. This beer is perfection. It's a perfect pumpkin beer. It's nice and even, and it has a great flavor profile, and it brings itself to a nice finish and allows you to drink more. It's not overly sweet. Epic is amazing. Adam, curb your eyes.
I'm about to cut a Samoa Joe type promo on your ass.
Yeah. You know I'm not worried about? Our podcast.
Our sponsors.
We don't have any fucking sponsors. They don't like us anymore. But no, I will say this.
Brought to you by Manscaped.
We have some surprises coming. I've been keeping secrets from you.
Ooh.
We have some surprises
you
coming.
You always do.
I always do. But
then all of a sudden I have a life-size mannequin of a nude Ultimate Warrior in my basement. And I'm like, whoa, you know me so well.
But don't you like that shit?
I do.
Yeah.
It makes me shake the ropes.
But until then, until I can reveal these gigantic secrets, we have to hear from our friends because our friends keep us going. If you support our friends, you support us. And when you support us, we do some pretty cool stuff like having all these awesome beers and Mike from Fifth Season. Okay. So we'll see you on the other side.
He's on the run from the law, falsely accused of murdering his... Wait. Oh, got my scripts mixed up here. Here we go. This makes more sense. The Movie Wire Podcast with host Justin Henson. Hear Justin's movie verdict wherever you listen to podcasts. Tune in to the Movie Wire today.
Welcome back. Hopefully you heard something that you like. Because again, when you support our friends, you support us. And when you support us, we can do some pretty cool stuff. Like having a fall beer brawl showdown with our friend from Fifth Season, Mike.
Thank you for having me. I'm
absolutely
excited.
I couldn't think of a different person to have, man. A better person, different person, any kind of person. Mike is my person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're saving our person from last year for the spookiest of seasons.
Yes, the spookiest of seasons. But, Adam, you know what's spookier than that?
Round two X Division Showdowns.
X Division Showdowns! You almost said round two beers, and we have so many more beers to drink. Round two is pretty expansive. Yes, we have an X Division Showdown. So, of course, before we even have this episode come out, we said, hey, X Twitter, shittier, whatever you want to call it, like, what do you guys want? Would you go belly up to the bar? Would you have a pumpkin beer? Would you have an Oktoberfest beer? So, Adam, to support your cause here, to inflate your ego more than it already is, to make your head bigger than it already could be, just so you know, pumpkin beers came in at 21%. Oktoberfest beers came in at 79%.
Oh, destroyed.
So our fans have spoken.
Destroyed. I also voted on that, so I might have skewed it a little bit. I think I was the first to vote because I got really excited. I was like, woo, 100% Oktoberfest.
You did. And then you also texted me and said, fuck you.
I started talking shit real early this
Super
week.
Quick. Like, as I'm writing the notes, I can almost, like, hear the clicks on the other side coming through and just talking shit. But, Adam, it is your time to shine here, sir. And from my understanding, you did bring some bangers. You brought some real shit. So why don't you go ahead and you, remember, too, you're taking two beers, facing them off, another two beers, facing them off, and those winners face off, then face off against Illusion to see who reigns supreme in spooky season.
Got it.
I
strategized this, so I'm ready.
I figured you would.
But I'm starting us with a local from our good buddies there at Fermata. They made a Marzen Oktoberfest called Jambridge. It's coming in at 5.8%, and it's a 3.91 on Untappd. And just to show you how much better people that brew German styles are, they did this to celebrate a community event called the Jambridge Music Festival. And it was released to commemorate all music and arts in Ambridge. So look, they like their local surroundings because they make German beer and they're good people. But this beer is roasty with a light caramel flavor that should give you the aroma and the flavors of autumn spice. There's not autumn spice added, but like they're going for the fall time beers here. So let's give it a try. Matt's going first.
Wow. Packed. Like, the color comes out really nice. You can see it, too, like that sweet amber color. So you're expecting a lot of malt, and it delivers. Wow. That's probably one of the most well-rounded Oktoberfest beers I've had in a really long time. Yeah, I love Fermata, too, so I'm not surprised at all. I mean, they just produce bangers. This bad boy is sick. 5.8%?
Yes, 5.8.
So a little higher for an Oktoberfest beer. This is great, man. Yeah, and when they were saying too, it commemorates Jambridge Music.
Jambridge
Arts.
Music, yeah, yeah.
Which so I believe is this Saturday. Well, unfortunately, by the time you're listening to this, it will be happened. Over. So hopefully,
you were already there.
Yeah.
But go next year; it'll happen. Yeah. Happen every year.
Yeah, and if you want to find anything out about Fermata, you can follow them on all social medias: Facebook, Instagram,
X.
Shitter, and X. Threads, that's a
they don't have threads either.
And go check them out on Merchant Street in Ambridge if you're here local to Pittsburgh. And also, I mean, I can't be remiss, make it a trip to Ambridge and hit Altered Genius too. You got two breweries, both on Merchant Street, mere blocks away. If it's a nice day, you can walk to both.
So while we're drinking this beer down, Adam.
We didn't give our notes on it yet.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to do notes or do you? I can sip it and give him. Do what you're doing.
Okay.
And then me and Mike will give our feedback.
Okay. So I want you guys to marinate on this question here because I went to teambuilding.com and they have this cool thing. It's a what if question generator because who wants to listen to combat sports in the second half when they're drinking Marzen beers?
No. It's time for
a little question. Shit.
Little questions from the internet.
A little
type
silly
shit, right?
Goose time. So while you guys are thinking of what you want to talk about on this beer is what if you were mistaken for a celebrity and you were expected to do their job? To go further, what celebrity do you think you would be mistaken for?
Oh.
Yeah. And what job do you think they'd fucking make you do?
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah. You got one in mind?
Definitely Sean William Scott.
And then, That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And then somebody would expect me to play lacrosse.
Lacrosse. So,
yeah.
Like,
From
American
Pie.
American Pie.
Yeah. Okay. They give me a stick and be like, all right, get out there, Sean.
Would they call you Stifler?
Probably. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. So.
Adam, why is it Josh Gad?
It's not Josh Gad. He's got a vocal range that I cannot compete
sure
with. I think mine would be Chris Farley, and they would say, why aren't you dead yet? Surprised you're alive.
You don't do nose beers. You don't do nose beers. No, you do normal beers.
The fentanyl's dangerous.
Very dangerous. If you could though,
I'd be much skinnier if I did nose beers.
But if you were Farley though, what movie of his catalog would you think that you would do the best in?
Tommy Boy is so classic, I don't know if I could pull it off. So I'll go Black Sheep.
That's a good one, yeah. Not so much here, but right.
That's Tommy Boy classic right there.
That's so fucking good.
Although Adam Like Wingy. Adam what? yeah, love Chris Farley, but yeah, totally that. And they'd be like, wow, Rashad, you're still alive. You should be dead.
I think that I would be mistaken for Ozzy Osbourne's son. Cause I get that.
Jack?
Yeah, Jack Osbourne. Except he got skinny. I got fatter.
He has curlier hair, but you have like similar facial hair.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's both shitty facial hair. And I would love to be on the Osbournes, that drug-fueled house. Everyone's high as fuck and throwing turkeys and shit over the fence.
Although, fair enough, when you were young, like when he was on the Osbournes, you did have super curly hair.
I did. Yeah. I did.
So you, yeah, you were spitting images of each other. Absolutely. For a
the original reality TV family.
I yeah. know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Kardashians. The Osbournes. So the Osbournes were there first.
So we have finished our beers here, and I know I gave Adam. You gave your notes. I gave mine.
I have not given mine yet.
So let's go ahead and give those notes.
I just described it from their description.
Okay.
I think it's really good, very solid. It is, and they described it this way. I think it is a little, it reads a little roastier than your typical Marzen. A little darker, but I do like dark beers. So I'm not going to say that's a knock against it, but finishes clean. A little caramel sweetness and a little roastiness, and I like it.
Good. Mike?
Yeah, I agree with Adam. The body is a little bit on the bigger side, I think, for a Marzen. But other than that, the roastiness is there, and then you still get those little caramel sweet finishes dry. Well done. But for a Marzen, like I said, the body is a little bit more than I think you normally expect.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I do like the big flavor profile. But, of course, like Mike was saying here, I think it is bigger than what I would normally expect from a Marzen. That's okay, because sometimes I do want a flavor bomb, and that can definitely happen here. So we are going to move on to its competitor, Adam. And from my understanding, like you've told me before, you brought some real shit.
Yeah, man. I'm a little jet lagged, to be honest with you. I went all the way to Oktoberfest and brought some real German beers home this week. Long flights, couple red eyes, but I got it. So I got you something straight from Bavaria here, and it's Einger from Bavaria, Germany. It's their Marzen. It's amber-colored, rich, full-bodied Bavarian lager that is in accordance fully with the Rhein-Hiesgebot purity laws of 1516. So you didn't bring anything this historic. It's like you hardly tried. This beer is brewed in the foothills of the Bavarian Alps with only four ingredients: local German barley, Hallertau hops, water from an ice-aged aquifer from the brewery's own well water, and lager yeast, which is kind of less than exciting, but that's all they gave me for the description.
Such a fucking hipster.
Oh, it's the original water. I don't think I'm a hipster. It's 1516.
Yeah. Hipster shit's old as fuck, like, just like this beer.
Yingling was a glimmer in the old Yingling's eyes before this. They were already pumping out beers.
Well, yeah. Germany, like one of the first countries to ever make beer ever.
Yeah.
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 What a layup you got. That's great.
Not a layup. It was a lot of hard work. I had to fly all the way to Germany.
You had to drive your car.
I didn't even get this in Munich at the Oktoberfest. I went to Bavaria, to the foothills of the Bavarian Alps, and bought this 4-pack and brought it back.
You brought it back for this indie podcast that you brought it back for.
By the way, the podcast is in a little bit of debt. I put it on the business card.
Dude, last time we talked about this, you signed contracts you're not supposed to sign, and then you're using our company credit card to buy beers from Bavaria and travel to Bavaria to bring it back?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
listen,
get a sponsor, dude.
Well,
maybe a German sponsor.
Well,
Team Germany's about to win this.
Yeah, Nostrovia, right? Is that how that works out? Or?
Yeah. Wrong country.
Oh, yeah. Prost.
Yeah, so, there you go.
A lot of Wiener Schnitzel went on that company card.
Yeah, really sure. Generalizing Europe there, Matt. Way to go.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
So we see some first sips here. Mike, let's start with you.
The German hops definitely come through. That's like one of those first things that jump out to me on that finish, is that noble hop character. It's good on the front end. I like it. It's dry. It's what I expect from an Oktoberfest. If I had a criticism, I would want a little bit more sweetness, a little bit more caramel up front. Maybe just that maltiness it's missing on the front end. But that just might be my American palate critiquing this.
I like to counterbalance what you're saying, I like the clean start and I like the sweet finish. I like that a lot. You really get a chance to indulge with some of the hops that come along with the first couple moments of that sip. And you almost get like a candy almost at the end, like a sweetness which I really like. This is a fantastic beer. I'm glad you went to Bavaria to grab this.
Yeah, man.
This is fantastic.
Almost yam-like in the sweetness,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, I would say. Yeah.
But I'm with Mike. The first thing that hits me is that it's German hops. Like, you don't taste that in American Marzens.
Not at all.
I really like this beer. I do agree maybe it needs a little more caramel. But it does. It ends up finishing caramel. It's just like in a different spot than where I expected from.
It ramps up
American
the
Marzens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Shit. Well done. I'm glad I went through all that struggle and spent all your money to get it.
I just hope that journey across the pond with this did it justice.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably did not. Unfortunately,
I did pay for the 4-pack out of my own pocket.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God you did that. Yeah.
You were just flight and lodging in 2 German cities because I went to Munich today.
Oh, that's it though, right? Yeah,
you'll see. I went somewhere else.
Dude, come on.
One flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One flight, 4 stops. How can you be in the red light district for that long?
Oh, you know.
So while...
Get lost in there.
While you're finishing off your beers here, I'm going to ask you guys, what if you could travel back in time and give one warning to any individual in time? Who would it be and what would it be? You have to go back in time. You got to warn one person about something imminent.
Something's going to happen. I got one.
Okay.
JFK, duck!
Mike?
Lincoln, move your head.
Both go with assassination. Yep.
I like that a lot. I think I would go back to Adam and say, don't use my fucking company credit card to go to Bavaria.
That's not that far back in time, though.
Yeah, that's why it's cheap.
What about
like, you should have fucking been.
What about a little further back?
A little further back? Yeah. I don't know. I'd go back and tell a T-Rex and I'll have such fucking short arms.
Look out, there's a comet.
So we have 2 incredible beers here. We have Fermata's Offering. And how do you say this beer again, Adam?
It is
Einger.
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 So it's Fermata versus Einger. So you, we
so
are
much
gonna...
for that 25% German.
Huh? I know, right?
Yeah, so right?
You fraud. So we have to pick who moves on here. So Adam, since these are your babies, I'm going to let you go first.
I mean, the Einger was a lot harder to get.
Yeah.
And Fermata is very, very nice to give me theirs, and they're local. But I have to go with the, in all fairness, probably what Fermata maybe based the recipe on, and I'm gonna have to vote for the Einger.
Okay, Mike.
They're both very good. This is actually tough. This is a tougher choice than I actually thought it was gonna be.
2 different flavor profiles.
2 different flavor profiles, but I think the Einger fits what I want for an Oktoberfest. I think it just has a little bit more drinkability, and it's what I want in a giant liter mug.
Yeah. Well, I believe in local, so I'm going to say Fermata.
That's fair. I mean, in all fairness, like it's really the hops in the Einger that pushes it over. And if anybody's into the malt, not even maltier, like it's overly sweet, but like a roasty Marzen.
That Fermata
This is
hits.
Excellent. It's like Mike said, it's way closer. Thinking like something from Germany, it would be blow away on something local. Yeah. But this Vermont is really good.
What I think is, I just picture, imagine getting this Einger just fresh.
Yeah.
Like the
it was good. It was good fresh in Bavaria.
This thing was probably brewed months ago and sent over here, right? And to get that fresh from the taps in Germany would be incredible.
It probably would be if you bought it here, but it was good on the taps. And I was like, hey, can I have some fresh?
Yeah, and they're like Dankeschön. And then you're.
Yep.
So
I was on my way.
We're gonna move.
I bought a cool felt hat and left.
I knew you would. You won't wear a long brim hat, but you'll wear one of those mountainous lederhosen based hats. Okay. Yeah. So Adam, you now have to bang out another one of the 4 selections you have here. So who are you going with?
So I went from Bavaria after my flight, and I traveled down on the Autobahn to Munich. And I got some. There you go, Matt. You're such a
Adam, Munich's in Bavaria.
Yep. So, but this one says, I've been to both.
That's why we bring Mike to all the episodes that involve Germany. He's actually fucking been there.
I got so drunk on the Einger, I didn't realize I didn't move by going to Munich. And got this Hacker Pashor Oktoberfest Marzen. So,
another classic.
Pour it out. Yeah.
Classic example.
So, I just traveled all over Europe for this podcast on Matt's dime. But that's neither here nor there because it's all worth it. This is also 5.8 ABV and rated 3.8 on Untappd overall. This is brewed in Munich, Germany, as I said. It was forbidden to brew in the summer. So a stronger beer, the Marzen, was brewed earlier in March. So it's a beer brewed in the springtime and served at the Oktoberfest under the heaven of Bavaria. Oh, yeah, see, it is in Bavaria. That's good to know. and they've returned once again with the age-old recipe and recreated that glorious, smooth, honey-colored piece of history from times gone by. So that's their description of theirs, because basically all Marzens should have the same tasting notes.
Right.
So I had to get creative and just use their marketing. Definitely a little bit of a lighter color before I taste it. I do agree with the honey color on this one.
But let me say that, too, while you're taking your sip, is that it is of lighter fare, but it has such a great flavor profile. The sweetness is on point. It's not overpowering. Man, this is so good. I think this is probably one of the most even Marzens I've had. And I know I said that before, too, but, dude, this is on point.
Yeah, so where I said the Eyinger went from Fermata, this goes even further. Like, it's less maltier, a little drier, a little lighter tasting, even though it's the same ABV. But those hops are a little more pungent to me. Yeah, not so much bitter, but, like, more of a flavor to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, not pungent smell, but pungent taste.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
Well, this is a classic example of, like, the German use of yeasts. Like, you're still getting a little bit of that sulfur on the back end that I think plays with those hops, and this is, like, so good.
Yeah, this is good stuff, man. You've come with three bangers so far, but I gotta ask you, Adam and Mike, what if you could get a glimpse of 20 years into the future of your own life? Mike, go first before self-deprecation Debbie over here goes and says, I'm dead.
I'm probably going to tell myself, stop buying homebrew equipment and stop wasting your money. You need to save it and save for retirement.
Adam.
So 20 years in the future.
Yeah.
I see it now.
Okay.
Lori's gone. She didn't pass. She just left my ass. You. And I'm just laying in my Tempur-Pedic bed that leans me up so I can watch television.
That I bought him because I'm not financially responsible.
You're better with your money
but,
now.
Yeah. But it's my favorite day of the week because it's podcast night and Matt's coming over. And you walk in the door and I go, Matt, flip me the bed sores. And yeah, and then we record the podcast. See, it wasn't that. It was a nice memory.
Yeah.
Or a nice forecast.
Yeah, you have bed sores. Yeah. So.
I mean, Lori married Rich. She's doing great.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, and Bandit's still alive. He's doing great, too.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
He's the oldest pit bull ever. But yeah, I'm bedridden with sores. But you flip me over to the microphone.
Yeah, before you leave, you wet his stick so he can wash himself.
That's right. Yeah. Well, geez, man, I was going to say in 20 years, I saw us being in successful like podcast network, but
I can do that while bedridden still.
I would much rather see your weird bed sores that go down to the bone on your butt.
Yeah, I mean, well, not only are we successful on the podcast, though, but I will also be signed on for the 36th season for My 600-Pound Life. So,
oh, nice,
yeah,
dude.
Cool shit.
That's money in the fucking bank, dude.
Right? Yeah, can't wait.
Dude, could you imagine that they cut out part of your house to get you to the hospital? What got him here? Loggers.
And construction equipment.
Pastry stouts and tacos.
Take him to the fucking zoo already.
It's a really weird combo. That's how you get to this point.
So we've had two incredible beers.
Self-deprecating Debbie my ass. See how optimistic I am?
I know. You're doing a great
job. They'll cut down that wall just fine.
So, Adam, you have to select from your team here a beer to go against the offering you just gave us.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
But you brought four, so I brought four.
Okay. Well, I didn't see anything on the list.
But I also know you brought in, you assigned Mike as the special guest referee, as your friend.
Right, because he's unbiased, and he comes with a good palate.
Unbiased, but you brought him on. You invited him.
Yeah, but he told me he wasn't going to fuck around and start, like, picking sides or
seemed
nothing.
Seemed a little biased.
Why?
But much like DX and Stone Cold.
Don't.
I took your ref.
Don't.
He's my Mike Tyson.
Don't.
And my fourth beer is fifth season's Oktoberfest.
You motherfucker!
Yeah. Coming in at 5.3% and a rousing 4.75 on untapped.
This is illegal.
I'm going to let Mike describe it while I go get it.
This is illegal.
Oh, now I get to describe it. I don't know. We got to drink it first, aren't we? I don't want to ruin it. I'll give you the ingredients. There's some. So I'm a very strict person when it comes to brewing with traditional ingredients, especially if I'm brewing traditional style. So there's some Munich malt. There is some Weyermann Pilsner in there. There's some Cara Vienna, Cara Munich, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's what we got.
Is this the first time you've brewed an Oktoberfest, or is this something you've done before?
No, this is I've been brewing Oktoberfest for a couple of years. Unfortunately, you basically only get one shot at it a year.
Okay.
I don't brew it often, so ends up being one of those seasonable kind of offerings. But yeah, I wanted to bring it with you and share it with you guys.
Well, I wasn't bringing a first timer. Come on.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. However, why the fuck didn't you brew a pumpkin beer?
I actually did. It's fermenting right now. Well, you just did the podcast too early.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you Mike Tyson'd me.
I face-turned Mike on you.
The whole time,
too. You're a piece of shit.
You know what's incredible about this is that you let me sit here and call him the HBK, and you definitely pulled a DX.
Here's Mike Tyson the whole time. Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Although, not for nothing, I'm probably going up against one of the greatest examples of a Oktoberfest in the
Well, let's see who
world.
Wins, not Mike. No, I'm kidding. It's pouring nicely.
I'm not offended.
I would never offend you. You make great beers here. Adam, you took your first sip.
In all fairness, he's right. It is more of an example of the Iyengar, to be honest. It's got a little more hoppiness and a little more maltiness than the Hacker Pschorr. Also, you know, Munich's in Bavaria, by the way. You know, you learn stuff on this podcast. But this came out of Bridgeville, PA. So
it did.
It tastes great. Again, leaning a little maltier than the Hacker Pschorr, for people who like it that way. American Marzens usually are a little maltier. It's a great beer, though. Full bodied. Very nice body on it.
Right.
Very clean finish.
I could
nothing to complain about here.
I definitely agree with that. Big malt.
You got to bring when I bring a ringer, I bring a ringer.
You did a great job here, and Mike, this is a fantastic beer.
Thank you.
Great job here, man. Big malt, clean finish.
There's also something about it that hits that autumn spice note.
Yeah,
that you pumpkin people might even like.
Here's
you know what I mean.
Here's the fucking secret. I like both styles of beer. I'm not so basic that I can't appreciate a good German beer, and I do. This is fantastic, Mike.
Thank you.
And man, fucked me, dude. This is so good.
Yeah, you maybe should have sent Epic to the final round, you stupid fuck.
I thought you were calling him Mark.
I mean, you stupid Mark.
There you go. That's what we wanted to hear. I know, Mike. I don't know if you want to give tasting notes on your own beer.
I mean, I tried to hit that balance between that malt and hitting it with those German hops. And try to kind of blend those two. I wanted that balance of that malt with the hops to hit that Oktoberfest, like what you expect from a Marzen, right? I sat down and I'm like, I want to hit those notes.
Yeah.
And that's what I tried to do.
Yeah, and I think you, especially after drinking the German beers, I think you balance them well and you hit them, but like you crank, like where, especially the Hacker Pschorr is maybe at like a 6.
Yeah.
Like a lighter, like nuanced flavor. You're at like an 11.
American.
Like, this is
American
version. This is a pounding Oktoberfest, which isn't a bad thing. It's just a very different thing.
It challenges you to the flavor profile.
But that's also homebrewing. Like when you can get so specialized in those malts and like let those malts shine, like you get different products.
It's great, man.
Thank you.
My favorite part about this beer is 100% that malt, man. It was just like, it's lingering. It's sticking. Every sip brings it back to my palate. It stays. As I say before in other beers, it's a Lay's potato chip effect. It makes me want to have more. I'm glad you brought more of it because after we're done here, no matter what happens, that bad boy is not going home full.
Yeah, we got half a crowler still. Yeah.
Nice.
So we do have to pit this beer against the Hacker Pschorr.
Yeah.
So Adam, these are your babies. I'm going to let you go first here, buddy.
I mean, I'm picking my special guest referee that I turned on you. I'm going with Fifth Season.
Mike, are you going to pick your own beer?
I feel like I can't vote. This is terrible.
I'll make it easy on you.
I'm going to go Hacker Pschorr because I can't vote for myself.
And I was going to make it easy. I'm going to go with Fifth Season.
Oh.
Yeah. This Hacker Pschorr is amazing. However, because of my American palate, because of my love of malt, because I'm fat as fuck, I want that. I want that on my palate.
I brewed this for you.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
It's
winking at me.
It's almost a bridge for people that are into goofy pumpkin shit to come over.
To come over to the other side.
Good beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not
beer,
other
side. Like other
no,
beer.
Good beer.
Not good beer. Other beer. Yeah, more other beer.
Good
you
beer.
Know,
yeah.
You know, other fall offerings. So we're gonna, so now we have Fifth Season going off against your first offering here, which was from Einger.
Yep.
So we have Fifth Season going against Einger. Mike, are you nervous right now?
A little bit.
Okay.
I mean, geez, I just took on one German conglomerate. Now I got to do another.
So, Mike, do we want to do a side-by-side and come back?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll do a side-by-side and come back with our decision. So we're back. Adam again playing Cocktail like Tom Cruise, except he's not crazy. We got to do a side-by-side. Fifth Season.
I love Katie Holmes.
I would too, man. I do love Katie Holmes.
Was she with Oh no, that was Ben Affleck. That was with Jennifer Garner.
She was quietly with Jamie Foxx for a second.
Who Katie Holmes was?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Good for her. Right?
Yeah, much.
That's
an upgrade.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I like
using
Jamie Foxx.
So we are pitting Fifth Season against Einger. Einger. Einger.
Einger.
Einger. Thank you. I said it right
like
the first
an eyeball.
Time. Thank
you did. You had it right the first time.
Okay. I'm better after time. So after some time with these beers, we have to come to a resolution. I'll go first. Easy decision. Fifth Season. Fifth Season. Fifth Season. Fifth Season. And not because you're here. And not because
you're
my friend. And not because you brew incredible beers. But because this Oktoberfest that you brought here is one of the most delicious Oktoberfests I've had in a very long time. So congratulations, Mike. This is a great beer. And it just... I like the big flavor profiles. I like the malt. I like the finish. I like the color, the nose. I just love it, man. It's a great beer. It's a great beer.
Thank you.
Adam.
I'm picking that. I'm picking the... Nah, the Einger. I am not. I'm picking also the Fifth Season. I think the Einger might have suffered from the plane ride back with me a little bit. It was fresher at the fest. It would have been a closer competition maybe then. But this just goes to prove, drink local, drink fresh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Fifth Season takes it by a landslide over Einger. I actually think the Hacker for sure, in retrospect, was a closer competition with the Fifth Season.
But
and
even,
it
but
ended
even
all
still,
honesty.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't have the budget to fly to Germany. So I do want to give a big thanks to Banksville Beer for having these awesome import options. Not only did they have these two imports from Germany, they had like... 6 or 7 others right now.
Yeah.
And it's a small, it's from the outside looks like a small beer distributor, but they have
it's
great
huge.
Selection. So go check out Banksville Beer.
When you walk in there, man, that it's like,
and it's all variety.
Yeah.
You know, they must just have a big stock room and bring it out to the shelves. Cause the shelves are like, you know, tight, like they're not taking two rows of stock for any of the same beers. Yeah. We found a bunch of German and the one whole wall was seasonals.
Yeah.
So go get it. Go. If you want an Oktoberfest, go get it now. And pumpkins, I'm sure, are going to be rolling out soon.
Absolutely, so. Yeah. Mike, you have to vote for yourself. So you
I'm not going to vote for myself, so I'll say the Einger.
Okay.
So you're just so I don't have to vote for myself. But no, it is a testament. It's unfortunate that these beers probably get bottled months ago and get shipped over, and it is, you know, it is unfortunate because beer needs to be drank fresh. So you're 100% right, Adam, with the drink local. I would say. These German versions are so good. So maybe seek out a local beer bar. Try to find somebody who has a keg of these beers that's been imported because those same effects that happen in these bottling processes might not happen in a keg. So you might get a more fresher version because you could see there are 100% there. But I also agree, Adam, the Hacker for sure is probably a better example of an Oktoberfest. I found that one better. The hoppiness, you know, those German hops, I think, carried over a little bit better.
But even going back, like, almost in retrograde on the flight we just had, Fermata actually still stood out as pretty, you know, fresh.
Oh, yeah.
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 I think I was, like, shocked by the Einger's hops at first. But then once drinking Mike's and going back to it, I was like, well, Mike's hops actually beat that. It was just, like, kind of a sudden shock after all the pumpkin beers.
Yeah, it really was. And that's the thing, too. And I'm glad we were able to strategically have pumpkin before Marzen, because Marzen has more of a like a forward flavor profile where pumpkin can get really adjuncty and weird.
Right.
So
The Marzins are very subtle in difference. Well, I assumed, but actually, like, we kind of got quite a few different examples.
We had quite a good variance here,
but nothing bad.
Yeah,
I mean, I would definitely, you know, try some German imports, but always stick local for maybe kind of like a good example, just because it's not going to suffer from oxidization as easily. The Hacker for sure, though, I don't think suffered from it. I think that's
good.
A pretty clean tasting version. Yeah.
So I'm going to run it to you guys now. So we have our two beers that are going to square off against each other. We have Illusion, the Great Wrapping, and then we have Fifth Season's Oktoberfest. So if you guys want to do a side-by-side, we can do that while I read off a question that I have from theteambuilding.com. If you think about yourself and you had to choose one of your senses to give up, which one would it be and why would it be that sense?
Ooh, that's tough. I feel like I'm missing a sense. Well, I can only think of four.
There's
taste?
Touch. Well, according to M. Night Shyamalan, there's six.
I'll give up the sixth.
Thank you very much for this beer.
Taste, touch, smell,
sight,
hearing.
Yes.
Damn. I don't need to hear to taste beer. I don't need to touch necessarily either, but I might drop a lot of glasses. So I'll give up. Oh, but I like music.
Yeah.
I'm going to give up touch. I'm just going to roll with it.
Touch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll give me. The technology will catch up for touch.
But nothing can ever bring it back, though. Yeah. It's like you lose it forever.
There goes sex for you.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can't come.
I mean, I'm going to be old and bedridden soon anyway.
Yeah, 20 years in the future, I'll be rolling you over.
What's the other one I hear? No, I need to see.
Get rid of your smell.
No, because that's a big part of tasting beer.
You can't taste beer anyway. You chose German.
So. You don't know what I chose in the finale. Dumb fuck. I'm going with touch.
You're going with touch?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike?
This is tough. I'm probably just going to go... I'm going to go with hearing. I mean, I wouldn't be able to hear this awesome podcast, but you know what?
Thank you.
There are ways to get around
But you can still donate to our Patreon. That doesn't exist.
It will. It will exist.
Like, I feel technology at this... Well, just society, right, has overcome the hearing. Right? I could still read. I could still communicate. Right, so I think hearing would be the less life impacting sense to lose.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
Plus, I'm a fat kid at heart, tasting and all that good stuff, like beer. Oh, no way.
I think sex would still be enjoyable with sight and hearing.
With sight, but like, isn't feel the thing though that you have to like activate the nerves and everything?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's what I say. So, you guys, we've had a few moments with these beers, and. There is a winner here, but all these beers, there are no losers. This is a great lineup.
We don't pick slackers.
Yeah, these are eight great beers to have.
I didn't buy Busch Marzen.
Do they have a Marzen?
I have no idea.
If you would have brought like a Busch Peach in here, like, this is their Marzen. So we do have to pick a winner here, and we have two great offerings. We have Fifth Season. And then we have Illusion, two great locals.
I hate doing this.
So, Mike, because you have an offering in here, you do have to go first. Here's the thing. You get the pass. This is an opportunity for you to really compare two amazing breweries, yours and Illusion's out of Vandergriff, PA, Illusion Brewing on all social media, and Fifth Season Brewing, 5th_Brewing on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. So which one would you want to line up for your friends if they come over for a fire at your house?
Oh, this is a tough choice, but God, I feel so terrible saying this, but I'm going to have to pick mine. Mm-hmm. Just because it's – and you know what? There's probably an inherent bias in there, and it's not because it's mine. It's just because it's – well, I'm also brewing what I like to drink.
Of course.
Right? And I just like a nice, clean, dry – malty beer,
yeah,
especially this time of year,
which is what you achieve. Your beer is incredible, absolutely. And I'm not saying you're picking your own beer is a slap in my face, even though it is. But Adam, I'm going to move on to you, and I can already see by your eyes, deception lies deep. No?
There's no deception and no lies. You probably should have went with yourself first. It was Team Germany.
I know.
I didn't pick Illusion to go into the final round for Pumpkin, even though it's a great beer. And I'm taking Team Germany because I just get better teams together.
Well, let's not do that so much as you pick very good beers.
I pick the best. I think my worst thing I brought, which is probably the Iron Bear.
No, don't even do it. Don't even do it.
Would beat your best.
Nah, beer. It won't.
That's if it was an Illusion. It beats Epic. I can't shit on the little guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, in all fairness, it is a little bit of personal bias. I'm not a big, super ultra-spicy pumpkin spice fan. If I were to drink it, and I could drink a whole pint of that. There's no issue.
Yeah.
And like I said, I love all of Illusion's other offerings. Yes. If I went to the tap room, I probably just wouldn't. I'd get a taster of the pumpkin.
Yeah, of course.
Full pour, just because I know myself. I'm Oktoberfest biased. That's why I was Team Germany. So I'm taking Fifth Season.
Okay.
And I brought him in as a ringer, goddammit. Yeah. What kind of heel turn am I making here?
Yeah. He's had the
actually
beer
it's
before.
A face turn. He's my guest,
right? And
we did the double turn. You came in as the face,
which is nice. And we are the triangle of death because I'm also going to pick Fifth Season here. Yeah. I am Team Pumpkin. However, I cannot ignore what Mike has brought here for us today. This is a fantastic beer. Thank you, Mike. This is great. You and Katrina continue to make just amazing beers, and this is just another testament to what you guys produce. I'm a pumpkin guy through and through. I love Illusion. I love all the beers I brought today. I love all the beers that Adam brought today. But whenever I'm thinking about having a silly goose time by a fire in the Halloween season, I'm going to have Fifth Season Oktoberfest on tap if I possibly can. So the overall winner of the seasonal slam off, the fall brawl for it all, is Fifth Season's Oktoberfest. So let's just give a quick little... This is... Great job, Mike.
Thank you.
Great job here.
Thank you.
We are moving into What's on Tap and Where Can You Find Us. Before Adam goes into his, Mike, what's on tap and where can they find you?
Well, you're going to find me on Fifth Season. That's a 5-T-H. Brewing at Instagram and Facebook. And right now, the only thing we have on tap is this Oktoberfest that just took, I guess the championship here in this beautiful...
Congratulations.
Thank you. and we are going to be pouring at pretty much the same events that Adam's going to be pouring at, so you're probably going to hear him repeat the same thing. But this weekend, unfortunately, you're going to be hearing this after the fact, but we're going to be up at Cooper's Lake for Homebrews and Blues Festival. We're going to be pouring a wet hop amber beer. And then after that, we are going to be serving in Greensburg at the festival out there at All Saints Brewing. And for that, we're going to be bringing the same beers that we brought to the Crush and Brew Festival. So we're going to have that barrel-aged stout and that and the Kanpai, the Japanese rice lager that I talked about before. So that's going to be out that way. And then we're going to finish off the season at the event...
Brewing
for a Cause. Thank you. Sorry. I almost said the one from last year. Brewing for a Cause. We're going to be finishing that up, and we're going to be bringing the, what is it? The stout with the peanut butter cups.
Nice.
So
that'll be October 28th at the Energy Innovation Center.
Thank you. And yeah, we're probably going to be brewing some kind of cranberry beer too for that too. For
awesome.
Season, so
great. Adam.
Yeah, so the only thing in addition to what Mike said is Bash Brew October 7th will be at the Trash Table at the Steel City Big Pour. Yeah, it'll be the last one, sadly. So come on out. We'll be bringing whatever we have left from the Cooper's Lake event, plus a pastry stout.
Wonderful.
So come grab it.
What are you bringing for the other ones? What do you got going on?
What's next?
What do you got
that?
This weekend?
Homebrew and Chill. Yeah. This weekend I have a West Coast Stout. West Coast IPA.
Sounds fucking delicious.
which I have two kegs of. So the West Coast IPA will also likely be at Big Pour unless we all really get in our cups this weekend. then going to Homebrew and Chill, I will have a Cream Ale. And the Shat-Faced Pumpkin Stout returns.
That is a fantastic beer. I'm looking forward to that.
Then Shatface Pumpkin Roll Stout will also make an appearance at Brewing for a Cure, along with a, I think we're doing a Toasted Marshmallow IPA.
Oh, ooh, nice. Okay.
The old Jason sleeping bag coming back once.
Smash. The Smash.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a Smash IPA anyway.
Yeah, we're changing that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little, I'm going to put a couple malts in it.
Nice.
I think it will be a single hopped IPA.
Okay. But
we're still getting goofy and putting
that Brewing for a Cause event's going to be nice. Yeah, gonna, like you said earlier, there's going to be some great, awesome beers there.
I made a nice English Dark Mild for it last year. This year, I just don't feel like getting serious for it. I feel like
having a silly goose time.
Crazy. Yeah.
Well, and I think I'm going to get really serious going into the fall, you know, except for my couple Christmas beers I do. So the English Dark Mild will be coming back. It'll just be a little bit later in the season, more winter time this year.
So we have some incredible people here today. So if you want to follow Adam, it's at @Bachelor_Brewing on all social media. It's fifth_season brewing on all social media. And Decane WTB on all social media. No need to belabor any of that. So down here in the Judgetorium, where we have declared the new King of Halloween, Fifth Season Brewing. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Drink local. Drink fresh. Drink more beer.